All right, we are back with another episode of the Go Eagles podcast right here on The Feather. And man, I'm pumped today. Excited to have this conversation with an FC alum, which is weird to say because it doesn't feel like it was that long ago that you graduated.
No, yeah. I mean, 6 years is a long time, but looking back, it's
you've
like
done a
yesterday.
Lot in those 6 years, yeah. But it does also kind of feel like yesterday.
It does.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm joined here by alum, Mr. Daniel Ayers. How you doing today, man?
Doing well, yeah. Thanks for having me. It's been 6 years since I've stepped on the campus here, but it's, you know, brings back all the memories.
Yeah, I bet.
For the 4 years I spent here, so.
Yeah, just walking across the courtyard, probably flooded with memories.
Yeah, lining up for chapel, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. Well, man, I'm glad to do this and stoked to have you here. And, you know, we'll get into what you've been up to lately, but, you know, reflect a little bit on your high school career. You're a big-time football player.
Yep. Yeah, I love football. I played it up my whole life, so.
Yeah, that was really cool. So, I mean, I was definitely on staff here when you were here, and I remember your senior year, you had some pretty memorable stats.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not every day, especially at a small school, that you can see somebody put up numbers like that. So you actually led the nation in tackles as a senior in high school. Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, my body definitely felt it.
yeah, I bet.
yeah, but yeah, the senior year is definitely the pinnacle. You know, just freshman, sophomore year, I had a couple injuries, but junior and senior year was really where I put it all together and
yeah.
Was healthy and just played my heart out every game.
Yeah, but I bet. So what were those, remind me, what were those teams like? You guys, how'd you guys finish those years?
Junior and senior, I think we went undefeated, okay. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, definitely back-to-back championships.
It's kind of the start of the dynasty a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I've been keeping track of the football team now, and they look really good.
Yeah, it's been a nice little run. So
yeah.
You were kind of on the front end of that. Yeah, it's cool. Actually, the last episode of this podcast we did was with Tyler Valines, who was a little bit younger than you.
Beast.
But kind of came through and continued that tradition, so... Yeah, good stuff. A lot of tackles in your career. That's just great. It kind of boggles my mind a little bit that, you know, somebody Fresno Christian had that stat line, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was, I don't remember the exact number, but it was 10 to 12 a game, solo yeah. tackles. And yeah, it was just, I mean, I played football my whole life, so it definitely helped to be a bigger guy. So freshman year, I was like 6 foot, 195. So yeah. That helps, right? It's half of the battle. And then I just had a really good vision of the field and where the ball was going to be
yeah.
in like 3 to 5 seconds after the snap. So I was just always there at the right time, the right place, and just wrap them up, make a yeah. tackle.
yeah, you make it sound so easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. That's really cool. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of reflect on that a little bit. And, you know, you've been up to some really, in my opinion, really cool things since high school. You're in the military.
Yep.
Was that always the plan? Did you know that right away?
I think somewhere around freshman, sophomore year, really shifted my mindset and wanted to serve in some capacity.
Yeah.
Looked into the Naval Academy, a couple things, but you know, it's like go big or go home. So I really wanted to do SEAL training and try my hand at that. So I really took off training junior and senior year was where I started running a lot more and getting my body built up for that. But it's always been a goal of mine, and yeah. and I don't regret a single day.
That's awesome. Now, I feel like maybe this is a little blown out of proportion, but I feel like there's some comparisons between, you know, you can draw some lines between football and the military, right? Playing with teammates, having to work as a team.
Yep.
You know, playing for the guy, for your success, but also for the team and, you know, kind of risking your body for the guy next to you, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's a lot of comparisons. Definitely helped, you know, summer football practices helped get me prepared for some of the physical challenges that I've faced.
Nothing quite like summer football practices in the Valley.
Right? Oh, yeah. 110 degrees and you might not be in full pads, but you're sweating.
Yeah, it's not fun.
But yeah, it's 100% a team aspect. I've been in aviation for the past 4 years. So without our maintenance crew and everybody around us to support us, we can't go fly, right? So you rely on your brothers and sisters 100% of the time for not only safety, but just to complete a mission. So 100% growing up football, just team you know, team mindset is what I've been surrounded with for the past like 15 years of my life. So I'd love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now you kind of breezed over something real quick there, but let's touch on that Navy SEAL aspect. Like, I mean, even if that's not the ultimate path you go down, that's a pretty intense world.
Yeah, that was a beast.
Yeah.
Obviously I didn't make it through the training, but it is the hardest thing I've been through in my life, and it takes a very special breed to make it through that.
Yeah, isn't it? What are they? Is it BUDS or?
Yeah, they call it BUDS. Yeah. Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL Training.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have a couple buddies who did make it through, and luckily in the community of aviation, especially helicopters, I was able to work with them,
nice.
Doing like fast rips and stuff out of the helicopter, and they're a different world, fitness, mental. They're just absolute beasts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember I worked with a long time ago. I worked with a guy at Hume Lake who left Hume to go down that path. And he was a little bit older, so it was a little tougher on him. I think he was already, by the time he started, I think he was already like 27, 28 or something. And so he didn't ultimately make it, but just dude was an absolute beast.
Yeah.
And it just tells you, like, if these are the guys that are not making it, and they're unbelievable, like, professional athlete caliber guys, yeah, that's just wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, some of the strongest and most promising guys quit, you know, the first couple weeks, and then some of the most unsuspecting guys made it all the way through. And it's,
yeah,
like I said, it's 90% mental on that. You know, the cold, the tired, the just constant working out. So some of those guys are surprising that they made it through, but I mean, yeah, they deserve it, right?
Yeah.
So
you can do it. You can do it, right? Crazy. Now, when you, we'll get to, into, you know, more recently, you mentioned the helicopter and aviation stuff, but when you do kind of sit back and reflect on your high school days and those athletic days, I mean, for me, it's always like good memories, right?
Oh, 100%.
And maybe that's not for everybody, but yeah, how do you kind of reflect on those days?
Yeah, I mean, it's 100% positive. I always think about it. You can ask my wife. I always pull up highlight reels, right? Just to relive the days a little bit.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's not all rainbows and sunshines. There's, you know, sometimes you got to wake up early, go to practice, and you don't want to do it, or you skip practice. I definitely skipped a couple practices. I don't recommend that. but yeah, looking back, it's all fond memories that I have, and it was good.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a special time, right? You most of the time don't realize it in the moment, right? You're just, yep, a kind of a dumb high school kid, and you kind of just think this is what life is, right?
Yep.
And then you graduate and realize, oh, it's pretty hard to get 20 of my best friends together to play football again. Like, this doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. And it's something you take for granted. And, you know, I heard it all the time in high school, and you always brush it off. You're like, yeah, whatever. You know, my best days are ahead of me, and they are. But yeah, high school is, if I could go back, I would. It was fun.
Yeah, your best days are ahead of you, but it's just different, right?
Yep.
It's you're not going to have those those days making fun of each other on the football field anymore. And yeah, just special memories there. So that's awesome. You know, I just want to, you know, these high school kids that are, anybody listening, you know, just live in the moment, right?
Yep.
Yeah, enjoy it. It's a ESPN's trying to tell us stuff there. But yeah, it's just a really cool moment. So moment in time there. And then, you know, you move on to the military, like we said, and really cool, you know, direction there. You get into aviation. Yeah. How fun has that been? I mean, just seeing your videos flying, was like a month ago, flying through downtown LA in a helicopter, like,
yeah,
man, that was cool.
Yeah, that was my last flight, and that was really fun. But yeah, I've been blessed to be in aviation for the past 4 years as a helicopter rescue swimmer. Crew chief / rescue swimmer, and it's been a blast. 1,100 flight hours. I've been all over the world, just flying and doing missions and doing really cool stuff.
Rescue swimmer. So, like, when you obviously all the training hours, right? When you're jumping out, like, how high?
We usually do either 15 feet 0 knots or 10 feet 10 knots.
Okay.
When we jump, but we can also go down the rescue hoist at 70 feet.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
It's
especially
so
once
fun.
You get good at it, yeah.
Yeah, the first time you're shaking out of your boots, and
yeah,
you know, you don't know how to enter the water correctly, so you're face planting or landing on your back, and that hurts, you know.
And then this is obviously in the Navy.
Yep.
I feel like at least for me, when I think of that field, a lot of people probably their mind might go to the Coast Guard.
Yeah, and I would advise you to go to the Coast Guard because they actually get the rescues.
There you go. Yeah, I forget what it was called. There's a big movie a while back about the Coast Guard rescue group.
The Guardian.
Yeah, the Guardian, right?
That's
yeah, they train up in Alaska or something. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like our movie.
Okay.
And we always make the joke like, oh, you're all pumped up today. You probably watched The Guardian last night, huh?
love it. Yeah, that's cool. So they get all the actual work. You guys just get the training.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you never know, right? You never know when you're going to got to have the training.
Yeah, I made the joke the other day because my daughter fell into the pool yesterday, and I had to jump in and get her. So I was like, 5 years of being a rescue swimmer, I just got my first save on my own daughter. So
there you go. Glad to have the training there. I love it. That's cool. Yeah. So, I mean, you did, you mentioned there that you recently had your last flight in a helicopter.
Yep.
Why is that?
So the past, 4 to 5 years I've been working on getting my bachelor's. So I was able to get my bachelor's in 2022 and I applied for officer candidate school to be a naval flight officer.
Yeah.
So I just got accepted into that. So, leaving next week for Rhode Island back to boot camp 2.0.
Yeah. You get to do it all over again.
Huh? Yep.
That's cool. Officer school. So, man, that's awesome. So you're doing the military career now.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
not just an, you know, a little short enlistment.
Yeah, we're looking at 14 to 15 years after it's all said and done, so yeah. Might as well go the extra mile and get a pension out of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations. That's you got some exciting times coming up. Kind of a bummer you got to go on the road again. You got your little young family now and got to spend some time away, but I mean, officer school, it's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's, you know, it's a sacrifice, but just to put the trajectory, you know, towards officer, and it's just a better career field. So short term sacrifices for long term gain.
Yeah, sure. Well, we didn't get into this, but tell us about your family. You're not just a single high school kid anymore.
Yeah, I actually went to middle school with my wife. We recouped in 2018, so we were able to get married in 2021. Married the love of my life, and we have a beautiful 2-year-old daughter named Everly.
Love it, love it. Yeah. She's having fun up here, playing around with the basketball up here in the office, and yeah, awesome family.
Yeah, Coach Ben Berthy's giving her some pointers.
Already coaching her up. That's right, future Eagle. I love it, man. Well, I'm just super pumped. I was really, really stoked to hear that you were doing the officer school thing, and man, just crazy how you know. Again, it feels like it was just yesterday that you were here and racking up all those tackles and doing your thing on the football field. But man, what do you again, just, you have any advice for young high school kids, whether it's a football player, you know, baseball, basketball, whatever it may be?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this ever since you asked me to go on the podcast, and I have two parts, you know, one while you're in high school and then one after. Like we already discussed, don't take it for granted. If you're in a sport, you know, put in the work and you'll see some dividends come back, but just enjoy it. Enjoy being with your friends, enjoy being out on the football field, sweating together and sometimes crying and bleeding together. And then after high school, you know, don't forget where you came from.
Yeah.
Try to stay close to your friends and always love the Lord, man. That's 100% stay on that path. You know, sometimes it can get drawn out, and you can lose sight of it, especially not being in this community and doing chapel, you know, twice a week and all that stuff. But stay close.
Yeah. You mentioned the, you know, stay close to your community and don't forget that, right? I do think it's a little bit unique at a place like Fresno Christian, right? I came from the complete opposite. My high school had 4,000 students in it. And the amount of people I still talk to from high school is very small. But in a small community, I feel like, at least from what I see, a lot of people still, they're still friends. They still talk. And I think it's just because you're so close. Right. You're so like, I mean, we still see, right, homecoming every year. Like, a lot of people come back.
Yeah.
I've never been back to mine. Right.
Right. Yeah.
There's a little different atmosphere there. Just the small school environment.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I know I could pick up a conversation with anybody from my graduating class and we could talk for hours. And it's like we never skipped a day. You know, Sage, Slater, Tyler Vines, you know, Tyler Breedlove, all those guys. So,
yeah. And a lot of those guys are still around. Right. Tyler Breedlove's still coaching.
Yeah.
Slater Wade's been around coaching football, and yeah, it's really cool to see. So real quick before we sign off here, but just talk about some of the coaches you had. Tell me about some of those guys.
So I've been through a couple coaches, Coach Fuller, Coach Counts, both amazing coaches, you know, different style in each, but definitely both produce winning teams
for sure.
And they're both very good at what they do. Loved every practice with all of them, and I was really close with them, so I'm excited to go see Coach Fuller after this
and
go hit the weight room.
He's pumped to see you too. Awesome, man. Well, I'm super pumped about this. I just can't thank you enough for coming and hanging out for a few minutes, bringing your family, and good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been
absolutely
a pleasure.
Absolutely, dude. Thank you again. This is, again, what year did you graduate?
2017.
2017 alum, Mr. Daniel Ayers. Thank you so much, dude.
Yep. Go Eagles.